Hi there. My name is Bryce Rankins, and you're listening to episode 15 of Sneaky Geek. Everybody, and welcome to our little in-between season chunk special.
Yeah, like our welcome back.
Welcome back. Did you miss us?
I missed us. I missed you.
A lot of things have happened in the meantime. Let's see, the last time we heard you guys, well, the last time you heard us, was our big four-episode drop in mid-December. Yeah. We'll consider that our mid-season pre-finale. That's a Steven Universe reference that you'll get later, Brian, hopefully, one day. It was like our mid-season finale, mid-season pre-finale, whatever. Yeah. We have some exciting and interesting changes coming up for the second half of our season.
We do. We got some good stuff planned. We got some cool stuff planned. Some big ideas we're going to try to get through.
We are trying to both hone in on some of the things that we've done that have been a little bit broad stroke, and we are trying to go broader on some of our things that have been a little narrowly focused. So currently...
That makes sense.
I'll explain. Broad strokes, we want to start having our schedule be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah.
When we started this, we thought we would do it maybe every other week, maybe once a month, and we wound up going every week for months.
We had a pretty good.
It was pretty great. It was also exhausting.
It was.
I spent somewhere around 10 to 15 hours total per episode, which meant like 3 to 4 episodes a night sometimes.
It sounded so pretty because Bryce spent so much time on it.
And when it didn't sound pretty, it was because I spent too much time on it. As this show began, I kind of learned Audition on this show.
Yeah.
Audition is the program we use to record in. It's also the program we use to edit in.
Mm-hmm.
It's available from Adobe, and we record on a USB mic, which I honestly thought wasn't going to be great, but shout out to my cousin Steven. This USB mic has gotten us through the first half of our season.
So good.
Yeah. So we're thinking we'd like to maybe expand on some of our audio gear and how we do our setups so that we can get a little less reverb than we've had. But I'm also teaching Brian a couple of things so that we can streamline our audio process a little bit.
Get more episodes out to you guys a little quicker.
Yep. But that being said, in order to make our lives a little bit easier, especially with some of the crazy scheduling that's been coming up on my end with my with a show I'm working on down here, there needs to be kind of a balance. So what we're thinking is we're going to start doing every other week.
Yeah.
I know a couple of you guys are probably screaming no at your TV, but at the same time, you haven't heard us for a month and a half, so...
You'll be all right, Tommy.
You'll be all right, Tommy. You'll be all right, Eric. So we're doing that, but when you do every other week, you kind of run into a bit of a problem when a week comes out and something important has happened and you want to have an episode about it.
So you know what? We'll probably end up doing that too. You know.
Yeah.
You know how we roll.
Guidelines than strict rules. But we'll try to have one at least every other week and kind of stick to that general schedule.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, kind of going forward, we still have a few episodes from a couple months ago that we recorded that we haven't got around to yet.
We have 2 Doctor Who episodes that we recorded in September, prepping for the Christmas special in December, which we will release in February.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. And when you listen to them, pretend it's Christmas time. Maybe I'll put some Christmas music on it just so you guys can feel the magic.
Yeah.
And then we, of course, have a 9.5 episode, which will be released at the same time as this one is.
Mm-hmm.
And our 9.5 episode is our Thor Ragnarok conversation expanded. Less about the film and more about the concept of Thor's Ragnarok storyline.
And where they got some of those ideas and plot
everything,
points.
Yeah. Everything from Stan Lee all the
so
way
to... So our good buddy Dave joins us on that one. Well, it's mainly Bryce and Dave on that one.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah.
Which leads to our guest star conversation. We've got a couple of people lined up that we want to do some recordings with, which we're really excited about. Some old that we've already talked to before. We want to bring back Stephanie. We want to bring back Nick. We want to bring back Dave. Stephanie, Nick, and Dave, if you're listening to this, everyone thinks you're coming back, so you better come back.
Yay!
But we also want to bring on a couple of new people, maybe some comic book artists, perhaps some people who are in other aspects of the industry, and try to get some more people brought in that way. We've gotten conversations, but we don't want to say any names specifically just yet until we get some confirmation.
Yeah, yeah. But we got some cool stuff.
But what are we talking about?
Yeah.
We've got all sorts of things.
There's all sorts of cool stuff coming out this year. We got three, well, originally it was three X-Men movies, now it's two. They moved New Mutants back to next year, February of next year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was weird. So we're going to be talking about the X-Men in general and mutants in kind of the general mutant
lore.
Yeah. We definitely have a Steven Universe episode lined up for you guys. Han Solo's coming out. Rebels is finishing up.
Because of course we're going to talk about Star Wars. Yes. We can't help ourselves.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Leave me alone.
It's fine.
Okay, thank you. So we also have, we want to do an episode on some toys because... Toys, Legos,
Funko Pops, all that stuff.
Yeah. What else? We had, there's a like a small movie coming from Marvel.
It's that the one with
Infinity
the glove. Infinity Glove, Forever Glove.
Yeah.
Infinity freaking Gauntlet's coming out.
Yeah. So
and
that's,
they've been prepping for that since 2008. 2008.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a huge
lead up. We might do a couple of things leading up to that one because we've got an entire Marvel universe kind of coming together finally.
Yeah.
But
super excited for that. But we also kind of want to go a little bit more meta with everything.
Yes.
And we have a cool little idea for a Metacritic podcast. Just kind of a general thing on what like Rotten Tomatoes is all about and how some biases can get in the way of the scoring on that.
Yeah. And I think when we started Sneaky Geek initially, a lot of the conversation we had in sort of the development was that we wanted to talk about the greater community at whole as well as the franchises.
Definitely.
Because it's one thing to just geek out about it, but I think there's a certain degree of conversation that is to be had about how certain communities handle things.
Right.
We saw some really, really good conversation about what the intellectual property of Star Wars really meant to people when Last Jedi came out.
Oh, yeah.
We also saw some really awful conversation and just how toxic that community can be.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd like to address some of those issues and see it from as many angles as we can and really do some analysis of that sort of thing, which I think could be really fun and really enlightening. And we'll be bringing on probably more than one person at a time for those sorts of things because we need to have those conversations about our geek communities because these geek communities as they stand in some cases actually have a greater role in the rest of their community as well as within the geek community at large. Mm-hmm. And as well within their own communities. You know, you've got so many great charities that have come out of those groups, and I think it'd be worth bringing up some of those things as well as talking a little bit more industry stuff and not just like what's going on with lore and how to be like caught up.
But some behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, behind the scenes stuff. And then of course we also want to do a little bit more of the you should be watching episodes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those
just
are
kind of like our Clone Wars where we go into some basic lore, but just what gets us excited about it and then what we think you guys would be excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys have any ideas for that, let us know, and we could possibly use those ideas.
Yeah, well, we have no problem cramming those in there.
A big thing we want to try out... Well, firstly, we want to do more video game episodes because, duh.
Yeah, we haven't done a whole lot of stuff about video games except for our little bit with Nick, and we think we should go further with that.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of brings us to our conversation about where do we want to see Sneaky Geek go. Right now, we're on SoundCloud, and that, because of an RSS feed, gets us onto iTunes and Google Play and a couple of other places that feed off of, you know, iTunes and Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
But we're thinking that maybe we should expand and leave the realm of audio, not entirely, obviously.
No,
we'll
no.
still do our podcast, but we thought maybe we might move into video a little bit.
Branch out a little bit.
And so our ugly mugs don't necessarily want to be in front of a camera all the time, so we will probably move into video via streaming.
Yeah.
It's not something we're entirely aware of all the ins and outs of just yet, so it'll probably be about just as rough as some of the audio on our first couple of episodes.
But hey, but you gotta start somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere. So we're thinking we're gonna get together with Nick maybe, and we'll start working on that and trying to kind of expand this brand a little bit further. Yeah. Which leads us to the portion of our conversation about where we want our brand to go. We've kind of developed a brand. We have an audience. You guys are listening. All of you from Eric and Tommy all the way out to Korea with Shannon and our Panamanian listener who I still don't know who they are, but I mean,
but thanks. You're cool.
That or a lot of people like to listen to our podcast with VPNs. but I'm pretty sure we've got a fairly large, you know, I know that not only did these audiences come from international areas, but they binged our stuff. Like, there were more than one episodes for, you know, our Argentinian guy.
That's awesome.
And the gal from London. I don't know if either of them is a guy or a gal. I just figured I would just assign them a gender because I'm apparently an asshole.
Whatever.
Anyway, so we want to expand that, and that means we want to expand our audience. And one of the things that would really help with that is if we had a little bit more ways to promote ourselves. So one of those ways we want to start promoting ourselves is we want to start going to more cons.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to start recording more conversations at cons because people are always willing to jump on a microphone for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And
people are great. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wasn't a huge fan of the audio aspect of our Bakersfield Comic-Con episode, but I was a huge fan of our quick interview process.
Oh, totally.
It was really great. So I think we should expand on that, and I think we should start going to that. We've got the Santa Clarita Toy and Comic Expo coming up in March. We've got the Bakersfield Charity Con coming up.
Oh, yeah. That's looking to be really good this year.
And then, of course, we have our tickets for San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of things we wanna kind of expand on with our cons so that we can get our name out there and maybe even develop a teeny bit of merchandise or something. Maybe we can get some shirts out there. But what we do need is we need help from you guys as well. We really could use some more reviews on our page. It helps so much when you're searching for, you know, geek stuff. If the podcast has more reviews and more interaction from its audience, then when people go to search it, they are more likely to have it pop up towards the top if it's a higher rated one.
Right.
And as of right now, don't get me wrong, we're rated well, but we're rated by very few people. So if we could get a couple of you guys on there, it would really appreciate it. Now, one of you in particular said that he would review our podcast.
He did.
So
wait, did he?
He did. He said he would review our podcast. And he did not review our podcast. So, Eric Pennell, I realize that you have some big life events that you're planning right now. And I'm very proud of you for those. But until you take the time to write us a review, we're not releasing a new episode.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Won't do it.
Won't do it.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it. So everyone, find Eric Pennell. Any of our Facebook rants typically have him in there. And tell the man,
he's a regular,
he needs to get his shit together and start writing down a quick review to tell the world how he feels about us.
Oh, yeah.
Because the silence is breaking my heart.
Mm-hmm. And he promised us how long
he
ago?
He promised us so long ago.
Be even better if you got to write a review before he did, though.
Yes.
That would show him.
Yep. That would show him. We should give some sort of bonus to everyone that writes a review before Eric does.
Yeah.
What could we do? We could make buttons. We could send a sneaky geek button out to people.
Ooh.
I'm down with that.
Buttons are cool.
Buttons are cool. And they look nice on lanyards. Like, I started looking at all my old lanyards from various cons.
Yeah.
And they're really naked.
Yeah.
And so I started putting, like, my Vertigo button and my, know, my Steven Universe buttons that I got. And I started putting them on there. I'm like, this looks more like I've been to a con. You know, instead of just, like, a pass.
Right, right.
So, yeah, maybe we can make, like, a sneaky geek button.
I'm down with some buttons. Are you guys down with some buttons?
If you're not down with buttons.
Because it might happen.
It might happen. So, yeah. Every review that happens before Eric Pennell gives a review, we will send you a button and maybe a little bonus something else. And, of course, we'll give you a shout-out because you guys are great.
Yeah.
So that's your task, ladies and gentlemen. Write some reviews and beat Eric to the punch.
But also spread the word if you don't mind.
And spread the word if you don't mind. Yeah, please.
If you like us, tell your friends about us.
Yeah, and if you don't like us, then tell your enemies.
Yeah, as Dave always says.
As Dave likes to say. That's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah, that's all we got today. So stay tuned, guys. We got some more stuff on the way.
Yeah, we still got the Who episodes. We'll be releasing those as soon as we get those done. They're long ones. And they were long ago when we hadn't really locked down our formula yet. So it's going to be a little sneaky classic. Yeah. But we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to hearing all of your guys' fantastic feedback and conversation.
Definitely.
Because that's honestly one of the best parts about this is how much conversation stems from it. So thanks, guys.
Yeah. Stay tuned, and we'll see you guys this year.
And Eric, seriously, hurry up, because Black Panther's going to be coming out. We really want to do an episode.
It's going to be so good.
We're so excited. All right, talk to you later, guys. Bye.